Community Radio 106.1 FM in historic Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, you are. It is 1 p.m. on the dot. You are listening to WSCA LP. We are 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Kim Sedlak. This is a redhead spins the blues for the next 2 hours. And I am, if you've heard the rumors, they are true. I'm taking a sabbatical to focus on my live show for a little bit. And this is exactly what I it's exactly what I said in my sabbatical email, is that it will either be as long as A, until I go through withdrawals and I jones for my show and I just come crying back, and that could be really soon. Or it might be that I just always call it a sabbatical in the back of my mind because I can't bear to ever end my relationship with this community. I won't end my relationship with this community, but I have had an absolute blast doing this show, and I love everybody at the station and this community, and just the amazing amount of work and energy that goes in here, and it's been a real honor and a privilege and a pleasure to do this show over the years. And so I don't know. It's a sabbatical. It might be exactly 6 months, and then I'll say, you know, I always knew it would be 6 months for this very organized reason, but I'm gonna spend some time in Pittsburgh, I believe. So I will. I'll definitely be seeing you down the road, though. So anyway, it's my last show before my sabbatical, and I'm gonna play you a lot of great tunes. It's gonna be blues from throughout the ages. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by The Wire, informing the Seacoast every other Wednesday. The Wire is independent and proud of it. We also get support from the Jeffrey E. Clark and Martha Fuller Clark Fund of New Hampshire Charitable Foundation. And as for the weather, it is a 100% chance of freezing rain. Usually if it says 100%, I shy away from announcing that because it's like a guarantee and I don't want to be like legally responsible for saying that on the air. But since it's freezing rain now, literally already falling down, I feel pretty safe in saying there's a 100% chance of that happening. The high today is 46. Tonight, there is a 50% chance of snow. Otherwise, the freezing rain may continue throughout the evening with the low hitting 26. My monitor is literally calling it a wintry mix. A wintry mix. Tuesday, mostly sunny. High is 31. Do not be fooled by the sun outside your window. Expect it to feel like 31 when you step outside. Tomorrow night, however, Tuesday night, it is partly cloudy, and the low is 10 degrees. Wednesday is Christmas, and Christmas is sunny. The high at a whopping 22 degrees. Wednesday night, Christmas night, mostly cloudy, low at 16. It looks like after today, the warmest day this week is going to be Thursday, or at least as far ahead as they're looking. Thursday is partly sunny, and the high is 36. That's right. Okay. So that's the day you want to go out in your bikini. All right. From our community calendar, the 6th annual Peas and Carrots, and Peas is spelt like Peas Tradeport, Peas and Carrots Holiday Food Drive has begun. The special holiday food drive will benefit Crossroads House and Seacoast Family Food Pantry. Organizations wishing to take part in the food drive can sign up to be a collection team and have a Philbrick's Fresh Market cart stationed at their location. Once a cart is filled, food drive organizers will pick up the donations. The team that fills the most carts will win the 2013 Peas and Carrots Cup. For information or to sign up as a collection team, email Sea Management, and that's like sea like the ocean, SEAMGT, SEAMGT at comcast.net. Or call Mark Sullivan. He's at 603-766-1955. 766-1955. And remember, if you have an item of interest that you would like to include in our community calendar, go to our website, wscafm.org, for guidelines and information. And then email us at calendar@wscafm.org. All right. think I'm going to dedicate this first blues song to WSC as a whole. Then I'll get into embarrassing specific people. This is a Memphis Slim song called Dedication to Pete Johnson. There was a little Memphis Slim to start us off. And all right, this is my farewell show, at least for a while. And I remember, actually, it was August 2009, and I had been living in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for precisely 3 weeks. And I had heard about the station, and under the advice of an anonymous little old lady that I had met downtown, actually on my first evening here eating soup, she was out with her grandson, and she told me I should get my own radio show. And I said, okay, like, you know, that's all there is to it, yes. But I thought, you know, it might be a good place to meet some really great people. And she told me, you know, I could easily meet some wonderful volunteers if I came down and just volunteered my services here. And so I thought, you know, I'll flip some switches and bring people some coffee and meet some great people and learn a lot. And I came down, it was my first day, and there was a whole lot of chaos, and the person who was interviewing the band on Terry Blake's show didn't show up, or something happened with their vehicle. And Terry Blake, big part of the station, he said, you know, I need to work the soundboard. You know, I can't teach you that. So you need to interview this band. And I did. I'd never been on the radio before. Actually, you know, that's not true. As a kid, I did a Christmas play on the radio. I was chosen along, like a friend of my parents or something put me on the radio. A friend of my mom's put me on the radio, and I was like 11 playing myself as a kid or something in a Christmas play. But anyway, I had never heard of this band, and they had driven up from Boston, David Wax Museum, and they actually play at the summer festivals here in Prescott Park now and are a big part of the community. But they're Harvard students, actually, who moved to they came to Harvard from someplace out of the West. I want to say Oklahoma, one of the singers, and different places out West. And they had not actually been booked to play Prescott Park yet, but they were getting kind of big, and they had driven all the way up in their van from Boston. And I thought, well, I have to put these people on, you know, and they're all prepared. And they took out their stuff. They had some crazy instruments, wonderful Mexican instruments I couldn't even recognize. And they played, it wasn't blues. No, this is a totally different show. It was Americana music. And I interviewed them for an hour, and I thought, wow, that just flew by. And they had wonderful stories, and I genuinely had questions. I was genuinely interested. In fact, I might have been talking when my microphone wasn't on. And we had just a great time. And I thought, wow, it was a whole hour. And then little did I know that for the next 4.5 years, I'd be giving 2-hour interviews. And then we had one fine morning, a couple days later, actually. It was like probably not even a week later. And I interviewed one fine morning, and that was a 2-hour interview. And I just couldn't stop. I was interviewing bands twice a week on everybody's show. And finally, they just said, we better give her a show before she she takes over. No, it was painstaking. I sat down and wrote up a proposal, all of my ideas and what I wanted to do. And I still have it, actually. And, you know, just a whole variety of blues, kind of a quilt of blues, my quilt of blues proposal, I'll call it that. And that said, I became a Redhead Spins the Blues, and I had no idea what becoming part of this community would do to my life. I just have been so uplifted by the energy of the musicians who I've interviewed, by the passion of the other DJs for their genres and their topics, and just for the pulling together of the station as a community to enrich the lives of the community of Portsmouth. And it's just a fun group. I've had fun at our parties. I've had fun at our fundraising events. I've had fun even at our meetings. I've had fun with so many individual members here, just amazing conversations. I've found mentors. I've found people I can laugh with. I've found people who genuinely expanded my education in ways that I wouldn't have known that I needed to be expanded in. And no, I don't mean that as a drug. I mean that as it's just a very good, soulful group of people, all different ages, all different walks of life. And I know I come in during pledge drives, and I really recommend this place as a community. But there's no pledge drive right now, and there's no sign in front of me, but I really do recommend WSCA as a community, and I will always consider it a home. And in my hopeful touring of my live show, Impossible Relocation of Pittsburgh in the spring, I will always come back and visit WSCA. And I guess I'm just going to have to dedicate the next song also. The thing about dedicating a blues song, though, is they're all so sad, you know, and I feel pretty happy. I have a big smile on my face when I'm thinking about my experiences here. I think I'll dedicate this song to to myself for becoming part of this community. What do you think? The song is actually Killing Floor. This is by Howlin' Wolf. All right. That there is classic right there. I feel like classic is the most overused word for DJs and on the radio. You know, like they just announce something's classic and you're like, oh, okay, you said so, that's classic. If you played it a million times, it's classic. Not that there isn't amazing music that falls into that category of having been called that, but this is really classic. That was a real classic right there. So now I am going on a sabbatical. This is my last show before my sabbatical. I may be back at any time. I'm likely to break down and run back in here. And however, during my sabbatical, what I'm going to do, because sometimes if you've noticed this on my podcasts, I will play an old show, like an interview from years ago, band, you know, from 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even 4 years ago, just get it back out there, replay the whole live interview, all the songs they played and the whole chatting and everything. Well, now I'm going to put that on a website. And so they'll all be, instead of cycling through, instead of only, you know, 4 or 5 of these interviews being available at a time, they'll all be there. And it's going to be kimsedlock.com, not because I'm so into myself, but because that website is also going to have details about my live show. So that is where to look for it. If you're a musician I've interviewed in the past, or a fan of a band that I've interviewed in the past, and you feel like reliving some of those old memories and old songs, then you're welcome to go to that site. And I'm going to do that. It's always been that my Podomatic shot to iTunes. So I have to say, if you're an iTunes follower, during my sabbatical, you know, there won't be anything on iTunes. But everything at this point is interviews from the past, 4.5 years. You might have heard it all if you're a close follower. That's all I can say. If you jog to it on iTunes on a headset, you may have heard it all. But that's where it's going to be. Instead of Podomatic or iTunes, instead of the station archives, although, you know, obviously what's already on the station archives is already there. But everything will be at kimsedlock.com, K-I-M-S-E-D, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, D as in door, lock, like lock on a door, L-O-C-K, kimsedlock.com. And you can scroll around there and see what's up. Sabbatical. I know, it sounds like something a professor would do. Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to dedicate this next song to my good friend Jean Prue. She's a huge part of WSCA. I forget what her title is. I think she either has a dozen or she should have a dozen, or she has one, but it really is a dozen things that this title stretches over. I don't know. But she does everything. She knows everyone. She cares about everyone. She's around-the-clock, painstakingly diligent worker in all capacities, creative, administrative, leadership, outreach, just a generally compassionate, educated about the community, knows what's up in everyone's lives, knows, you know, a lot, just a tremendous connection to the community as a whole. And I don't know, the song actually doesn't have any lyrics. I didn't want to get too sappy. But it's a great song, and it's called Stompin' On Through. This is by Matthew Stubbs from Soulbender.
We'll be right back. my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when stars up. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Mississippi John Hurt for you there. His version of You Are My Sunshine. He's so amazing, and everything they recorded by him is so short because that's as much as they could record back then. So everything is like, it's a 2-minute version. And you know, when they were playing, they didn't know when the recording would cut off. And if you think about that skill on his part, just to have the beginning, middle, spontaneous beginning, middle, and ending. But I love that version of that song. All right, my next dedication, actually, this is a non-WSCA dedication, although there may be some crossover in these communities, but I'd like to dedicate the song Hobo's Hop from Mary Flower from Instrumental Breakdown to my down-and-out friends who ride the public bus, who ride around on the trolley system here, and now, some of you I've gotten to know quite well over the years, and I like to dedicate this song to you. I hope you all really do listen to my show, you guys, on your headsets while you're waiting for your loop and your next stop there. I love you guys, and I hope you make it off that trolley. This is Hobo's Hop. Thank you. probably help if I turn my microphone on. That there was Mary Flowers' Hobo's Hop from her album Instrumental Breakdown. And I would also like to dedicate a song to our Board of Trustees here at WSCA. We put a Board of Trustees up there not too long ago, actually, and that has a lot of respect for the DJs, for the guests, for the community at large, for each other, respect for creativity, respect for the heart of the community and what really makes this community tick. And we got Rick Pickford. We've got Sean Henderson. We've got Bob Halperin. We've got some other people whose names I don't know, but we have we have a fantastic Board of Trustees, and I don't think there are a whole lot of creative communities or nonprofit communities that love their Board of Trustees the way that we love ours. And I think I'm going to dedicate a non-blues song. I really, I definitely have a reputation for not playing blues on my blues show. I just like to be bad. But, you know, I actually just know some of the things that my listeners will like, and I slip in some things from time to time that I think you'll enjoy, and I generally get pretty good feedback about it. And I don't pretend that it's blues or that I think that it is. I know I'm cheating. But I'm about to dedicate this for the Board of Trustees. It is a non-blues song on my blues show. Ha ha ha. And it's from a Boston-based band called Ulu. This is actually recorded by, you know, the free weekly down in Boston, the Phoenix. This is a recording the Phoenix did. So you know it's good if the Phoenix shows up to your live concert and just records it for themselves. I don't know if you can get it. It was a live, the Ulu was playing live at the Wetlands Preserve, which was in New York City. And Boston Phoenix showed up and recorded them. This song is called Dilly Dally.
Want everyone to know we're recording this for a live CD, Phoenix Presents Ulu at the Wetlands. New York's own Ulu. I want to
then it just cuts off suddenly. No, that wasn't me. That was the Phoenix recording. But you know, they're a free weekly paper. They don't specialize in recording, as you can hear. Pretty interesting, though. I'm not really much of a jazz. People think because I love blues, I necessarily love jazz, because sometimes people throw them into the same category, jazz and blues. And they're not the same category. And there's not a lot of jazz that I read. There's some jazz that I like, but I like this Ulu. I even like saying it. All right, let me get some community calendar in here. Actually, it's the music calendar. And this is what's coming up at the Music Hall for their 2013/2014 season. Although the next upcoming gig after last night's Falstaff is February 8th. And February 8th, we have, they always leave me, I swear this is like a conspiracy, and they sit around and plan what's the most difficult to pronounce, and then they give it to me. Here it is. Rusalka. Haha, I got it. Doing Dvorak. And if I'm mispronouncing that and you are Dvorak, please give me a call here at the station and just tell me your name very clearly. So Rusalka by Dvorak, Renee Fleming in one of her signature roles as the title character conducted by Yannick Nezé-Senguin. Nezé-Senguin is what I'm going with there. So yeah, that's what we're looking forward to at the Music Hall. And you can direct dial them at 603, of course, 766-2177, or C Penny, capital C, capital P, although I don't know if that matters anymore, E-N-N-E-Y, an E-Y, C Penny with an E-Y at themusichall.org. Get yourself some tickets to see that. All right. If you haven't been to our music hall, the building in itself is gorgeous. They give tours of the music hall, and the proceeds go to help preserve the building. It's a beautiful old theater with a lot of history. I've taken the tour myself. It's a wonderful tour, and there aren't too many local tours that I've taken. I have taken that one. I had a great time. Even the downstairs, the bathrooms underneath it have these, I can't even really do this justice, fake tree roots woven into the bathrooms. And they're large bathrooms, large mirrored modern bathrooms with these fake tree roots that you would swear were real that take over. I can't really speak for the men's room, but the ladies' room, this is the case. And they have a lounge there too, which is kind of, it used to be lit with ultraviolet lights from underneath, kind of a cool effect. So anyway, it's a nice place to hang out and see pretty much anything. They have excellent booking agents over there, and they get a wide variety of great shows. So the Music Hall presents. All right. What else do I need to tell you here? I've got one more community announcement. I'm going to play some more blues music or non-blues music here. This is from the Portsmouth community calendar from the city of Portsmouth. This is a senior luncheon. Enjoy lunch at the community campus. Lunch is served from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. the second Tuesday and the fourth Thursday of the month at 100 Campus Drive in Portsmouth. This includes soup, sandwiches, salad, and dessert for a very nominal fee. Attendees can bring a friend. For more information or to RSVP, the number is 603-422-8208. 603-422-8208, extension 333. Transportation is available for Portsmouth residents by calling, yeah, if you didn't memorize the first number, right? 603-433-8677. 603-433-8677. And, you know, if you missed any of these numbers and you need them, if the second number wiped out your memory of the first number, you can call me here at the station. I'm at 430-WSCA, and I will read it to you on the phone. And if you have an item of interest you'd like to include in our community calendar, it's not an elaborate process. You can get yourself on here. You go to our website, WSCAFM.org, for guidelines and information, and you can email us through that at calendar@WSCAFM.org, and you can get the word out. All right, dedicate something to my my friend and fan, Finn Connell and his cats, Watson and Holmes, who I will be feeding throughout the holidays. I don't know if they're inside or outside right now, I'd like to gauge their physical reaction to this music. I don't know if they're appreciating it or what their style is. They're very non-communicative about this sort of thing. Finn and his wife and his cats have been very good friends to me over the years. And this is a song from the Wailing Jennies, not to be confused with Wailing Jennings. Wailing Jennies also perform at the Prescott Arts Festival here pretty much every year. And this is a non-blues song that they do called One Voice. Wailing Jennies there with One Voice, and it's from their old album 40 Days. I got some Dr. John in front of me. It's kind of exciting, right? This is Tripping Live. It's got a pretty cool medley on it, kind of an older medley on it. And I'm going to dedicate it to all my guests over the years, all of my guests over the years. Jake Roach, Hutch Heelan, Lit on the Flash, Tony Santesi, Tone and Friends, all of the bands that have come in here, Tokyo Tramps, up from Boston, down from Portland, from all different parts of New Hampshire, from down the block, that I've met in, you know, on the fly, or that I've hunted down and booked, or that have come to me and have walked in with their instruments held together by duct tape in some cases, in other cases, you know, $5,000 instruments ushered in with padding. People have brought harps in here. Just amazing people writing in their basements, writing in their cubicles, writing on the fly in the car, bringing in original music and performing it for me. Many cases having met me for the first time while they're singing in the studio, and answering my nosy questions and taking live callers and telling stories about their lives and their process and their goals and dreams and what their songs mean, and just talking to everybody here. They feed you. I wouldn't say they're such feeding people. Their hope and their insight and their desire to share what they see is really inspiring. And in many cases, in mostly all cases, really, they've just been very open, wonderful people to talk to. The kind of people that if you're on a long trip on a plane, you want to get stuck next to my guests. They're phenomenal. Thank you so much. And here's a song. This is a medley from Dr. John. I figure there are a bunch of songs medleyed together. Then maybe all my guests will at least like one. Some Dr. John for you.
Oh, my Indian red. I don't need no Honda. Honda, Giacomo Vino 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 Honda.